Hello?
Yeah, hi, I'm looking for Susie, please.
Susie speaking? Who's this?
Hi, Susie. My name is Mike, and I'm calling from Charlotte. Heard all.
Hi, Mike. What can I do for you?
I am calling to tell you that you have used up all your flushes for the month, and you will now be charged an additional $50 a flush until the end of the month.
What?
Are you aware of our flushing tax?
Are you talking about the toilet?
I'm talking about your toilets, yes. From the looks of it, you are in a three-bedroom, three-bath house. Is that correct?
Yes.
And from what we understand, our monitors, we have toilet flushing monitors on your house, you may or may not know.
You
have flushed, this week alone, you have flushed the toilet 57 times.
Okay.
For the total month of February, you have flushed a grand total of 733 times.
Well, I don't even know what's normal, so, I mean, what does that even mean?
You have gone over your flushing limit, and I know February is a short month. You will now be taxed $50 an additional flush until the beginning of the next month.
No, this is ridiculous. You said there are monitors? There's not cameras in my bathroom, are there?
We don't have cameras. That would be highly illegal, but we do have monitors, much like the electric company has their meters on the side of the house. Our meter reads 733 flushes.
Okay. I mean, I just don't understand. $50 a flush seems like a whole lot of money.
You don't understand. I don't understand. This is the most in Charlotte, in the whole city. This is the most flushes I've ever seen. You are actually the record breaker. The news has contacted us and would like to do a story on you.
No, they have not. You're making that up.
I mean, do you have IBS? What is it that makes you flush the toilet just alone this week 57 times?
I mean, you don't ask a lady what she does in the bathroom, but if you must know, I don't. If I need to flush some Kleenex down the toilet or a bug or some dust that I've picked up, I just use that. I just don't know what's such a big deal, and I have to pay $50 a flush.
I imagine you don't live in the house alone, is that correct?
No, I don't live in a house alone. I live with my husband.
Okay, do you have children?
Yes, I have two kids.
What kind of flushing habits do you teach them? I mean, there's also a garbage can in the house I'm assuming you can use.
Yes, there's a garbage can in the house, but I mean, they're one of them's potty training, so maybe that's adding a little bit, that they're getting a little excited to flush the toilet. But can I speak to your manager? I just don't understand how this is even possible. I don't remember signing anything that says I have to pay $50 a flush once I go over a certain number. Well, I'm not going
to
pay.
All right, hold on, and I'll put someone on that you want to talk to. Hold on a second.
All right, but you better not charge me because that's ridiculous to talk to someone. God,
I'm so crazy. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Is this the girl that won't pay her bill?
This is the 733 flusher.
My God, can she stop flushing the toilet?
Well, she apparently poops a lot, IBS and whatnot.
Hey, listen, here's what we'll do. We'll get you these signs. They're, like 20, they're typically $30. I get you for $25.
No,
so people know it's 50 per flush, and we'll put it on the sign outside so nobody knows you're going to be costing a lot of money.
No, I don't want no sign. I can,
make
my own sign for 30 cents. I don't understand what's happening here. Did I sign something that said this is what would happen?
I'll need the code on the back, but while we get that information, we'll send it back to my representative so we can align payment. Hang on one second.
Did you not hear me?
So how many signs do we have you tagged on for?
No, I don't want any signs. Are you for real? This is not.
I think she has three bathrooms. She's going to need three signs.
Susie, there is no such thing as a toilet tax, although the more I did this phone slam, the more I realized there should be.
Yeah, if they do it for data, why not do it for the toilet?
Are you kidding me?
Yes, actually, we are kidding you. Your husband, Devin, thought it would be fun for us to play a phone slam on you.
Oh, my God.
phone slams because we all need a good laugh at our friend's expense. Kiss 95.1. Still to come.
I don't want to alert anybody, but we're running low on phone slam ideas. I mean, I think we're at, like, because we call people back who send us messages and they don't answer. Or they decide they don't want to do it. Sometimes they're like, oh, my husband's got a great sense of humor. You should call him. And we call him and he swears at us.
Yeah.
It's not even funny.
Or they don't have humors or they don't. Yeah, it's awful.
Like, so anyway, if you want us to do a phone slam on someone in your family or your life, just hit us up on our socials at the MRO Show. Send us a direct message with the info. Got to do War of the Roses. That's the other thing we do besides phone slams.
That is true. It's between Ashley and Kevin. He's been talking about another woman. What does that mean? And we got to give away $500. It's all coming up here in less than 10 minutes.